Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the director of the Knoxville Public Library, Rosalind Thompson, about programs at the library coming up this December.
Before we know it, it's December. December is always a fun month with the holidays and festivities, but because of that, we have a unique schedule when it comes to the library, when it comes to events and things like that. So a lot of things going on right at the beginning of December, I think. First off, Rosalind, take us through what people can expect those first couple weeks in December when it comes to programs at the Knoxville Public Library.
Well, we still have our stories and craft on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and that's at 10:30. And we love it that we are seeing new families with babies and little ones coming for stories and craft. We are also excited that on December 8th, that's a Sunday, a local author, Charles Holdofer, is going to be here from 2 to 4. And we're very excited to have him here. He actually lives overseas, but he is home for the holidays and doing a program for us. And he has a new book out. And we are looking forward to hearing more about that book. So that is on Sunday, December 8th. And then on the 10th, we have the DIY program that is happening at 5:30. And this is a pre-registered program because we have just a certain number of windows, but it is full right now. So if you are interested in that program, please call us and we will put you on the waiting list. And one of my favorites is Trivia Night, and that is on December 12th at 6 o'clock. And we've had good turnout for those nights, and it's a lot of fun. We serve light refreshments, and we have teams come. So you can come as yourself, and we'll put you in a team, or bring your own team members and have a lot of fun.
Now, when it goes farther into the month, obviously we have winter break where the kids will be getting off from school. Families always looking for things to do here in Knoxville around the area during that time frame to keep those kids busy. One of the things that I know that I'm excited for is coming up on the 23rd, the Make and Take. Take us through that, what people can expect and how do they take part in that?
Yes, it's a great fun family activity, and that is on Monday, and you can come and decorate gingerbread houses or cookies and bring some of those home. It's a wonderful family activity, group activity, a lot of fun. So that is at 1:30 on Monday the 23rd. During that week, because of school break and because of the holidays, we have adjusted hours. We'll be open the whole, you know, Monday through Thursday, we'll be open from 10 to 5 o'clock, and then we'll be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday, Christmas Eve and Christmas itself. And then on Friday, we will be open and we will have family and friends game activities. So we welcome you to come at 1:30, just drop in whenever and just play some fun games with us.
When it comes to the December, it's not just about obviously the programs and things going on at the library. It's also a great time because you know the kids are off during the winter break to be able to come in here and just check out books and spend some time here at the library and checking out. Obviously, it's still new. It's only been open for a few months. So I guess when it comes to December and to all these families out there trying to figure out what to do, give me your best sales pitch, Rosalind. Why people, families, should come to Knoxville and hang out at the Knoxville Public Library during winter break?
Well, if you haven't been here, you know that it's beautiful. And we have seen a lot of people coming in and they're just blown away by this beautiful building. And we are so welcoming. We love to see everybody through the doors. So please come. And by the way, we have a tree set up upstairs in the children's area. And you can pick a book and you can donate a book to the library in memory or in honor of a loved one. So stop by and check us out.
Thanks to the director of the Knoxville Public Library, Rosalind Thompson, for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click on podcast.